From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. Missouri lawmakers have passed a spending bill that includes about $69 million more for K-12 schools and nearly $10 million more in performance funding for higher education. The House Budget Committee today passed a package of bills outlining state spending. The measures cover the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Proposals that passed include a roughly $69 million increase in basic aid for public K-12 schools. Education officials say that's still well below what's needed to fully fund schools and less of an increase than the $85 million that Governor Jay Nixon recommended. Public colleges and universities could get as much as $9.9 million more in performance-based funding. Nixon had asked for more than $55.6 million. The budget next moves to the full House for debate. A state senator running for attorney general wants Missouri to expand its Stand Your Ground laws to make it easier for people to use deadly force in self-defense. Senator Kurt Schaefer told a Senate panel today that people should be able to do whatever it takes to defend themselves without worrying about a lawsuit afterward. Current law allows people to use deadly force if they believe it is necessary to protect themselves from a serious or fatal injury or against a forcible felony. Otherwise, a person is expected to retreat from a confrontational situation unless he or she is in a home, car, or other private property. Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal said she supports empowering people to defend themselves, but this proposal might be too sweeping. A Missouri man has been charged with advertising on Craigslist for the identities of children he could claim as dependents on his taxes. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 37-year-old Raheem McLean of Ozark was charged in a 3-count indictment that was unsealed Tuesday. The indictment alleges that he was behind a January 2015 Craigslist posting that said, quote, "If you have some kids you aren't claiming, I will pay you $750 each to claim them on my income tax," unquote. He is accused of filing in February 2015 false returns for 2012, 2013, and 2014, in which he listed 3 purported dependents. Prosecutors say there was inconsistency in whether the children were identified as sons or daughters. His public defender didn't immediately return a phone message from the Associated Press. Father Cholton Catholic High School in Columbia will no longer purchase its school uniforms from Land's End after the company featured feminist and political activist Gloria Steinem in its spring catalog. Columbia Missourian reports the school cut ties to the Wisconsin-based company soon after they received the catalog. Principal Christy Wolf says it would be contrary to the school's identity to support a company that celebrates the work of someone who backs abortion. Steinem, a longtime advocate for reproductive rights, was featured in the company's print and online catalog. The retailer issued an apology and removed the Steinem feature from its website last week after customers complained about her support for abortion rights. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is heading to Panama for a trade mission. Nixon arrived in Panama City today in an effort to boost exports and attract investments in Missouri. Nixon's entourage includes First Lady Georgianne Nixon and the state's Economic Development and Agriculture Department directors. Nixon will meet with the Panamanian president and the country's Trade and Investment Agency. The group is visiting the Central American country in the midst of work to expand the Panama Canal, which Nixon's office says could fit larger ships and lead to savings on shipments. The Hawthorne Foundation, a nonprofit organization that frequently finances gubernatorial trade missions, paid for the travel expenses of the governor and his wife. The delegation will return to the United States on Saturday. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.